Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, you know, here's where I'm at. It feels like it's only been like a week and a half, but feels like it's been a month at this point, especially with the Eagles season ending in a couple days. Like, I need Bo Bichette on the Phillies. Like, that is the only topic happening in Phillies land right now. I mean, obviously, of Real Muto and, you know, whether he'll come back and Harrison Bader's still a free agent, doesn't seem like there's really any likelihood that he would return. But I absolutely need, you know, Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. And in case it wasn't clear enough on last week's episodes, like, there are a few reasons why. Number one is that, like, he does help this offense a ton. And OPS in the 800s every year, I think it really just settles the lineup. You go Turner 1, you go Bichette 2, Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and that, like, officially settles the lineup. Like, that officially makes all debate about any of, you know, what the lineup should be over. I mean, that is as perfect as it gets. And you have two, like, get-on-base guys, but Bichette can hit for some power combined with the NL batting champion in 2025 on the same team. Like, that, and in the same lineup and hitting 1 and 2. Like, that is pretty much as old school of a lineup as you can get, but I think it's a good lineup. And that's, like, part of the reason why you have to do it. Also, he plays a pretty solid, you know, I think could play a pretty solid second or third base for you. I think at this point it'd be more likely that he plays second. I'm really interested to see what they would do with Bryson Stott. Would they try and move him in a trade? I think he probably has more trade value than Alec Bohm does at this point. Just because it feels like Bohm is a little bit older, and also just, you know, Stott's defense is better and there's a little bit more upside there. Contact type of guy. I mean, Bohm's a contact guy too, but just a third baseman who hits for no power. Like, you can justify Stott's bat in your lineup towards the end a lot better than you can justify Bohm's. And you're probably looking at a long-term infield of Bryce, Bichette, Turner, and then, you know, you do Bohm for one more year, and you combine that with you combine that with Aiden Miller coming up in a year, and now you have a real infield to be proud of. I think this is absolutely a deal that needs to get done. It feels like at this point it would be a failure if it did not get done. I absolutely need Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform like yesterday. I need this to happen so badly. It feels like he had the meeting yesterday. It feels like this is going to come down to a matter of years whether the Phillies can make it work financially. But, you know, maybe the Blue Jays are still interested. Doesn't really feel like there's a ton of buzz heating up around anywhere else other than the Phillies. Like, I so badly need this to happen. I would love to see him. It's been covered, the, you know, relationship with Don Mattingly. I've never heard of the distance to a spring training facility that he will go to 6 months of the year matter as much as it ever has. But all things considered, I think things are looking pretty good for Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I would love Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. It would frankly end the, you know, it would really stamp a solid offseason for this Phillies team, for Dave Dombrowski. And I think it's what they need after how last season ended. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, you know, here's where I'm at. It feels like it's only been like a week and a half, but feels like it's been a month at this point, especially with the Eagles season ending in a couple days. Like, I need Bo Bichette on the Phillies. Like, that is the only topic happening in Phillies land right now. I mean, obviously, of Real Muto and, you know, whether he'll come back and Harrison Bader's still a free agent, doesn't seem like there's really any likelihood that he would return. But I absolutely need, you know, Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. And in case it wasn't clear enough on last week's episodes, like, there are a few reasons why. Number one is that, like, he does help this offense a ton. And, OPS in the 800s every year. I think it really just settles the lineup. You go Turner 1, you go Bichette 2, Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and that like officially settles the lineup. Like that officially makes all debate about any of, you know, what the lineup should be over. I mean, that is as perfect as it gets. And you have two like get on base guys, but Bichette can hit for some power combined with the NL batting champion in 2025 on the same team, like that, and in the same lineup and hitting 1 and 2. Like that is pretty much as old school of a lineup as you can get, but I think it's a good lineup. And that's like part of the reason why you have to do it. Also, he plays a pretty solid, you know, I think could play a pretty solid second or third base for you. I think at this point, it'd be more likely that he plays second. I'm really interested to see what they would do with Bryson Stott. Would they try and move him in a trade? I think he probably has more trade value than Alec Bohm does at this point. Just because it feels like Bohm is a little bit older, and also, just, you know, Stott's defense is better and there's a little bit more upside there. Contact type of guy. I mean, Bohm's a contact guy too, but just a third baseman who hits for no power. Like, you can justify Stott's bat in your lineup towards the end a lot better than you can justify Bohm's. And you're probably looking at a long-term infield of Bryce, Bichette, Turner. And then, you know, you do Bohm for one more year, and you combine that with Aiden Miller coming up in a year. And now you have a real infield to be proud of. I think this is absolutely a deal that needs to get done. It feels like at this point it would be a failure if it did not get done. I absolutely need Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform like yesterday. I need this to happen so badly. It feels like he had the meeting yesterday. It feels like this is going to come down to a matter of years whether the Phillies can make it work financially. But, you know, maybe the Blue Jays are still interested. Doesn't really feel like there's a ton of buzz heating up around anywhere else other than the Phillies. Like, I so badly need this to happen. I would love to see him. It's been covered, the, you know, relationship with Don Mattingly. I've never heard of the distance to a spring training facility that he will go to 6 months of the year matter as much as it ever has. But all things considered, I think things are looking pretty good for Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I would love Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. It would frankly end the, you know, it would really stamp a solid offseason for this Phillies team, for Dave Dombrowski. And I think it's what they need after how last season ended. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, you know, here's where I'm at. It feels like it's only been like a week and a half, but feels like it's been a month at this point, especially with the Eagles season ending a couple days. Like, I need Bo Bichette on the Phillies. Like, that is the only topic happening in Phillies land right now. I mean, obviously, you have Realmuto and, you know, whether he'll come back, and Harrison Bader's still a free agent. Doesn't seem like there's really any likelihood that he would return. But I absolutely need, you know, Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. And in case it wasn't clear enough on last week's episodes, like, there are a few reasons why. Number one is that, like, he does help this offense a ton. And OPS in the 800s every year, I think it really just settles the lineup. You go Turner 1, you go Bichette 2, Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and that, like, officially settles the lineup. Like, that officially makes all debate about any of, you know, what the lineup should be over. I mean, that is as perfect as it gets. And you have two, like, get-on-base guys, but Bichette can hit for some power combined with the NL batting champion in 2025 on the same team. Like, that, and in the same lineup and hitting 1 and 2. Like, that is pretty much as old school of a lineup as you can get, but I think it's a good lineup. And that's, like, part of the reason why you have to do it. Also, he plays a pretty solid, you know, I think could play a pretty solid second or third base for you. I think at this point it'd be more likely that he plays second. I'm really interested to see what they would do with Bryson Stott? Would they try and move him in a trade? I think he probably has more trade value than Alec Bohm does at this point. Just because it feels like Bohm is a little bit older, and also, just, you know, Stott's defense is better, and there's a little bit more upside there. Contact type of guy. I mean, Bohm's a contact guy too, but just a third baseman who hits for no power. Like, you can justify Stott's bat in your lineup towards the end a lot better than you can justify Bohm's. And you're probably looking at a long-term infield of Bryce, Bichette, Turner. And then, you know, you do Bohm for one more year, and you combine that with Aiden Miller coming up in a year. And now you have a real infield to be proud of. I think this is absolutely a deal that needs to get done. It feels like at this point it would be a failure if it did not get done. I absolutely need Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform like yesterday. I need this to happen so badly. It feels like he had the meeting yesterday. It feels like this is going to come down to a matter of years whether the Phillies can make it work financially. But, you know, maybe the Blue Jays are still interested. Doesn't really feel like there's a ton of buzz heating up around anywhere else other than the Phillies. Like, I so badly need this to happen. I would love to see him. It's been covered, the, you know, relationship with Don Mattingly. I've never heard of the distance to a spring training facility that he will go to 6 months of the year matter as much as it ever has. But all things considered, I think things are looking pretty good for Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I would love Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. It would frankly end the, you know, it would really stamp a solid offseason for this Phillies team, for Dave Dombrowski. And I think it's what they need after how last season ended. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, you know, here's where I'm at. It feels like it's only been like a week and a half, but feels like it's been a month at this point, especially with the Eagles season ending a couple days. Like, I need Bo Bichette on the Phillies. Like, that is the only topic happening in Phillies land right now. I mean, obviously, you have Real Muto, and, you know, whether he'll come back, and Harrison Bader's still a free agent. Doesn't seem like there's really any likelihood that he would return. But I absolutely need, you know, Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. And in case it wasn't clear enough on last week's episodes, like, there are a few reasons why. Number one is that, like, he does help this offense a ton. And OPS in the 800s every year, I think it really just settles the lineup. You go Turner 1, you go Bichette 2, Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and that, like, officially settles the lineup. Like, that officially makes all debate about any of, you know, what the lineup should be over. I mean, that is as perfect as it gets. And you have two, like, get-on-base guys, but Bichette can hit for some power combined with the NL batting champion in 2025 on the same team. Like, that, and in the same lineup and hitting 1 and 2. Like, that is pretty much as old school of a lineup as you can get, but I think it's a good lineup. And that's, like, part of the reason why you have to do it. Also, he plays a pretty solid, you know, I think could play a pretty solid second or third base for you. I think at this point it'd be more likely that he plays second. I'm really interested to see what they would do with Bryson Stott. Would they try and move him in a trade? I think he probably has more trade value than Alec Bohm does at this point. Just because it feels like Bohm is a little bit older, and also just, you know, Stott's defense is better, and there's a little bit more upside there. Contact type of guy. I mean, Bohm's a contact guy too, but just a third baseman who hits for no power. Like, you can justify Stott's bat in your lineup towards the end a lot better than you can justify Bohm's. And you're probably looking at a long-term infield of Bryce, Bichette, Turner, and then, you know, you do Bohm for one more year, and you combine that with Aiden Miller coming up in a year. And now you have a real infield to be proud of. I think this is absolutely a deal that needs to get done. It feels like at this point it would be a failure if it did not get done. I absolutely need Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform like yesterday. I need this to happen so badly. It feels like he had the meeting yesterday. It feels like this is going to come down to a matter of years whether the Phillies can make it work financially. But, you know, maybe the Blue Jays are still interested. Doesn't really feel like there's a ton of buzz heating up around anywhere else other than the Phillies. Like, I so badly need this to happen. I would love to see him. It's been covered, the, you know, relationship with Don Mattingly. I've never heard of the distance to a spring training facility that he will go to 6 months of the year matter as much as it ever has. But all things considered, I think things are looking pretty good for Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I would love Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. It would, frankly, end the, you know, it would really stamp a solid offseason for this Phillies team, for David Dombrowski. And I think it's what they need after how last season ended.